So more if the Gershin, because if there's no way the Gershin, but my Gviya, what could she collect? So the Chur, we're talking about what, that there are already the Gershin over here. So Chur, it's a bit sumabna. If the Seif is talking about there's Eidi Gershin, how could the Reish of the Mishnah be talking about there are no Eidim there? So this is Kasha. It's one Mishnah. So Gemarin says, I'll tell you, Elokula Rav Shimon Gamliel. Really, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I'll tell you. V'chasurei Nechzura, something is missing. V'ochi Ketoni, this is the way it should be learned in our Mishnah. Harei Elo Lo Yifora, these people cannot collect the money. If the Isha does not have a get, she cannot collect the money. If the Baal Chayv does not have his prusbul, he cannot collect his money. V'medvar Mamurim, when is this said that they cannot collect? Kishen Shom Eidi Gershin, when there are no Eidi Gershin there. So that's why we believe the husband. The husband has a migru. The husband is saying, you should know, true, I gave you a get, but I paid you up the ksuba already. She has no get. She only has the ksuba. So he believed the husband, because the husband wanted a lie. He could have said a better lie. He could have said, I never gave you a get. That's when the Mishnah says, lo yifara. She can't collect. Avol yeshom Eidi Gershin. But let's say there are Eidi Gershin there. She can prove it that she did receive a get, even though she lost the get. But she has Eidim, she can prove it. That the husband gave her a get, then the locher is Gevia. She collects Tosefes. She collects the extra amount of money, because she has a Ksuba. She collects the Tosefes. The Ikur, but the original $200 of the Ksuba, Imaska Gita Gevia. If she could bring out a get, then she collects it. V'iloi mafkugita. V'iloi mafkugita. If she does not pull out the get, like via, she does not collect it. It's not much like Rav says, that when an Isha brings out her get, that's when she gets the Ikir Haksuba. When she brings out the Ksuba, she gets the Tosefes. That's what we're talking about over here. That if she has Eidi Gershin, and she shows her ksuba, she collects the tosefes, the extra money. But the ikar ksuba, that she can't collect until she brings out a get. If she does, she gets it. If not, not. Now, the Mishnah ends off, Omen asakona v'yeloch, after the times when the Goyim made problems for the Jews, they can't do mitzvahs, so they're afraid to hold on to a get, so it's a normal thing to lose a get. Afagav deloy mafkugito, even though she does not bring out a get, still gevia. She has a right to collect the yikr of the ksuba. Why? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel himself says that mi sakona v'yelach, after the time when the goyim made a sakona for the Jews to do mitzvahs, so therefore an isha is afraid to hold on to a get. Isha goy v'ksuba so shlei v'get. An isha has now a right to collect the money even without a get, because it's true. She has a right to say she lost it. We're not afraid she's holding on to it, because it's a sakana to hold on to it. So therefore we believe that she ripped it up. Therefore she has a right to collect the Ikar HaKsuba even without the get. Same thing, O Baal Chayv, Shlei B'Prusbul. O Baal Chayv now, even though it's right after Shemitah, and even though he doesn't have his Prusbul to prove that Shemitah was not Meshamatit, still we say most probably he didn't make a Prusbul, just he was afraid of the Goyim, so he burnt it. But I call upon him, he's never to say he has a prusbul and he could collect the money. That's pshat in our Mishnah, that the old Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel, and still there's no cash on Rav. Mor says, now Amri lay Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. Rav Kana and Rav Asi both said to Rav, Lididoch, according to you, Rav, the Amrit that you say, get, when an Isha takes out a get, goyver Ika, she collects the Ika, the $200 of the Ksuba. If so, an isha that had nesuyin, and then the husband died. So the husband died, she has a right to collect the ksuba, but there's no get involved. The husband didn't give her a get. So in such a case, true, she has a ksuba. But according to you, Rav, you're telling me now, an isha never collects the ikur, the $200 of the ksuba, unless she shows her get. So what's going to be in a case where the husband died? She's an amona. We know that's the case also. She collects a ksuba. How does she collect a rikka ksuba? She doesn't have a get. is amona min anesuyim b'ma gviya hanashi klekta ksuba. So Gemara answers, enechnami b'edim isa. If she can bring edim that her husband died, so that's another reason to collect the ksuba. So she collects the ikra ksuba even without a get. Gemara asks the kasha, why? For leches, let's be afraid though, that dilma girsha. Maybe really the husband gave her a get before he died. And now she's collecting the ksuba because she has edim that her husband died. Or we should be afraid if Bezdin lets her collect the money now, we should be afraid later, O mafka legita o gviya be, that she'll go ahead and collect a second time. She'll bring out a get next month to another Bezdin saying, listen, here's the get. True, my husband died, but before he died, he gave me a get. I want to collect the Ikarak Suba. See, if you're such a locha that with a get, you always collect the Ikarak Suba, we have to be afraid that an Amona, min anasuyin, how does she collect the Suba? With Edim Misa alone, we should be afraid then. She'll collect twice. She'll collect with the Edim Misa, and she'll also collect with a get. So Marin says, V'yashev es tachas baila. We're talking about a case where we know for sure they were living together until he died. So therefore, we know there was no get involved. So therefore, the only reason she could collect the ksuba is because the husband died. So if she has Edim Misa, she'll collect the ksuba. Fred Gemara still, the Dilma may be Samach L'misa Girsha. How do you know? Maybe right before he died, he wrote her a get. Kafot, maybe, even though they liked one another, but the husband maybe didn't want his wife to fall Yibum, or for some other reason he gave her a get. So still we should always be afraid. How could she collect the ksuba with the Edim Misa? Let's be afraid she also has the ksuba. She also has a get. The husband gave her a get before he died. Now, the Gemara and Echnaim, in such a case, if a husband does a thing like that, he's losing out. In other words, a husband shouldn't do a thing like that. Right before he dies, if he knows he's going to die, he shouldn't go and write a get to his wife, because he's going to lose out then. Then he knows that maybe his wife will collect two times. And that's what Thomas Amasana Mokim Yibam here. So if so, he shouldn't have done it. So that's a swear to say that the husband does not give his wife a get right before he dies. So therefore, if we knew they were living together until he died, Kamat, so then it's okay, we're not a choshish that the husband gave her a get before. So in this case, she has a right to collect. She has a right to collect with Edim Isa. Fred Gemara Almona min Erisin b'may gviya. That's good if they're living together. What about if they only had Erisin and they were not living together? And then the husband dies 3 months later. So how does she collect the ksuba b'may gviya? Be Edim Isa, what do you want to tell me? She'll bring Edim that her husband died. That's why she collects the ksuba. But maybe the husband gave her a get before he died. And here they weren't living together. So how do we know he didn't give her a get? And if he did give her a get, we'll have to be afraid she'll collect twice. She's going to collect once with the Edim Isa and once with the get. Ella, the Gemara's Teretz is, Ella, b'mokam d'layevsha kasrina and shayver. Avad, in the case where we have no choice, where we're afraid that maybe she'll collect twice, there's no way to counteract there. Of course, we write a shayver, we write a receipt. That's what here also. And Amona min Erisin. If she brings Edim that the husband died and she wants to collect the ksuba, Avada Bezdin lets her collect the money, but Bezdin makes her write a receipt to the Yoshim. So in case she'll come later with a get to collect a second time, the Yoshim are going to have a receipt saying we already paid you up. Mazadila, Teimach, if you don't tell me like this, Eide Misa Gufayu. Every time you have Edim that said the husband died, Nechush, Dilma Mafki Eide Misa Bahai Beit Dina, Ugviya. Let's say, forget about there's a get. There's no get involved. Star Manisha comes with Edim to Bezdin that her husband died, and she wants to collect the ksuba. So let's be afraid today she'll go to one Bezdin, saying, listen, my husband died, I want a ksuba. For her, then, and then a month later, Mafkva Bedin Acharin should go to another Bezdin, with the same two Edim, saying, you should know, my husband died, I want to collect my ksuba. So what stops her from doing that? Ugviya, Ella, what do you have to say? Elavadai b'mokim d'loyevsha kasvin and shaver. If there's no other counteract to stop her from collecting twice, of course, and everybody agrees, we do write a receipt. The only machlokes if we write a receipt or not is there's a way out. The way out is don't pay the money until the person gives you back the shtar. By a move until he first gives you back the shtar. By a get until she first gives you back the get. By a ksuba until she first gives you back the ksuba. But in a case where there's no way to stop her from collecting a second time, then everybody agrees we do write receipts. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll come and collect the second time, because the Yoshim are going to have a receipt saying they already paid. Zweite, Omalei, Mark, Shisha, Brei, der Rav Chisda, der Rav Ashi. Almona, Minerzin, Minoland, Yistlek, Suba. How, Bechlau, do you know this Yisoid, that an Almona, if the wife died, after they only had Erisin, they did not make Nisuin yet, how, Bechlau, do you know that she gets Nisuin, that she gets the Ksuba? So Rashi learns the Shiloh is, the Yistlek, Suba, Betanai, Beznim, Lekosavlo. Avad, if they write it, Ksuba, Pshita, they wrote it up. Well, what's going to be in a case where they did not write up the Ksuba? So saying there's a loch is called the Tanai Ksuba. How do you know there's such a loch, even though you don't write it up, it's chal, it's there, with a Tanai of Bezdin-like, even by an Amonim and Erison. Elaine, if you want to tell me, mehor from this halacha. Nisar, Malor, Nisgar, show we had before, she comes in Amona, or she received a get. Beim in Erison, Beim in Anasuyin, Goyves Akul. She has the right to collect everything. Rashi Ikka v'Tosefes says what she has a right to collect everything. Salmon is Gashem Beminesim Beminesuin Goyves Kol Zayi the Ikkarak Suba Zayi the Tosefes Suba she collects it. So you see, the clearly says Nesarim law even in Erison she has a right to collect everything. For at the Gemara, what's the Rai over there? Dealing with the cost of law. Maybe they were talking about when they wrote up a Ksuba. We're asking the question: how do you know when they didn't write up a Ksuba that at the Tanai Bezdin the Ksuba takes effect even though they did not write it? Maybe over here they wrote it up. The chid time, if you want to ask me, kosevlo my lemerim, if they wrote up the ksuba, what's the chiddush here? Pshita, I tell you no. It's lafuk when the rabbi was a ben Azaria. The yomash like kosevlo elo amanashu kainza. So we had before, rabbi was a ben Azaria shita is that even though you write up a ksuba, but you don't mean to give over the taisefas ksuba unless you have nesuyin. When does the father of the father-in-law want to give the present over to the chosin? Only when his daughter has nesuyin with him, and they live together, then he wants to give over the tesefis. But before they have nesuyin, they don't give over the tesefis. So that's the chiddush in the Tanna Kamma that no, even when Erison healed, they still collect the tesefis ksuba. But maybe it's only where the ksuba was written up. But if it was not written up, maybe there's no Tanai Bezdin. And I'll tell you, Deikonami, I have a proof of this. Tiktoni says, they collect everything. What does everything mean? Mashm, even the extra that was written up. That's why they collect everything. There's something more than the Ikra Ksuba. We're talking about a case where they did not write up the Ksuba. So my Goybe Sakoil, what do you mean she collects everything? What's everything here? If there's a Tanai Bezdin, that's Pshita. In the case you don't write up a Ksuba, even if you want to say it's a Tanai Bezdin, that automatically it's a Ksuba, it's only the 100 or 200, not more than that. So what do you mean they collect everything? For the Gemara, Mono Masai Mudi Yislei. There's only 1 or 200, there's nothing more. Elamai, Sarai, with Toma here, they wrote it down. So therefore there's no proof to our Shiloh if it's a Tanai Bezdin or not, by an Amonim and Erison. So Mono says, Ela, I'll bring a proof from here. The Elam, the Tanai Reb Chiyah Baravin. Ishtay Arusa, your wife is not Arusa. Lo Yoinim, when she died, there's no din aninus. Lo Metamalo, Kain can't bury her. Lo Yechein, he lo Ines, lo Metamalo, lo Yoinim. Same thing, when he dies, she's not mechuyah to be an einin for him. Mesa, if she dies, ain't a yashin, the husband, if only an erison, is not yashin's wife. Mesu, when she dies, goy the ksuba, so she collects the ksuba. So you see, klo and amon, collects the ksuba. Again, deal with the kosovlo, maybe they wrote the ksuba here. The chitay mi kosovlo, malamem, what's the chiddush that if they wrote up the ksuba? I'll tell you, mesa, ain't a yashin, it's mechuyah, that's the chiddush. That if she dies, he does not yashin, that's the chiddush. But as far as the ksuba goes, there's no chiddush. Omele Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. L'rav diyom aget, gaivrika, according to Chur, we don't have a proof. We don't have a raya for that halacha, that an amonim in erison, if there's such a din of a Tanai Ksuba, even though you don't write it up, it's like it's there. Now, omele Rav Nachman, l'rav Huna. L'rav, according to Rav, diyom aget, gaivrika, if there's a get, you collect the yikr. Leichesh, let's be afraid, dilma mafgita by bedina, or gviya. Vod mafgita bedina, achrin, or gviya. She'll collect up the get, she'll collect twice with the get. The chitay, maybe you tell me, Pasha, the Karinan lay. We rip up the get. Omra, no, we can't rip up the get for her. Because she's going to say, Vinan la subebe, I want to get married later on. The Karinan, so how could you rip up my get? In order for me to get married, I have to have a proof that I have a get. So, Guru, we don't rip up the get, she'll keep on collecting the money. The Torah says, no, the Karinan lay, we rip up the get. Vekasvinan agve gita. We write down like this. We write down a new star that we collected, Bezdin got to get. Dinan, the Karuna, when we ripped it up. Lav mishum the Gita Psulu, not because the get was possible. El Dloite Hedev, a Tigve, Bezim Nachrina. We don't want it to collect a second time. According to Rav, every time a wife has a get, even though she needs the get for proof to get married a second time, so when she goes to Bezin now to collect the money, L'chura, why she can't use it a second time? That's the Gemara's Teretz. No, when she uses the get to collect the ksuba, Bezin rips it up now to stop her from using it a second time to collect. Aye, how is she going to prove then that she received the get to get married a second time? That's a terrorist that we write her up in Nushtar saying that us Bezdin saw the way this wife received the get, and the get was kosher, and the reason why we ripped it up is only because she collected a ksuba. So Nela, she can't collect ksuba a second time. All right, we'll stop here.